What was the Bob Barker scandal that he got in trouble for?
So there was a woman who said that he made her his sex slave. She said that she told me Bob laid it on the line. He said that if I wanted to keep my job on the show,
yeah,
I'd have
Bob.
To give him what he wanted.
I yeah. did not know that.
She said he'd call her into his dressing room for sex between shows.
Yes.
She told me he mostly wanted oral sex, and she gave in to Bob to protect her job.
Yeah, she did. Protect that job, girl. You love your job.
She told me Bob Barker made my life a nightmare. Diane said Barker always called himself Daddy and called his dressing room Daddy's room.
Daddy Barker.
She told me that.
Can I ask one question? When he wanted head, did he point at his dick and go, "Come on down"?
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rhino Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, we're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. I am the king of things, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, the original Chichi Benson. Here, as always, with your international superstar, Zach and Miguel. What's up, Nuke?
Good morning. Happy Monday, buddy.
Happy Monday to you, my brother. Feeling very nice. Go get that new Crack Amico album that just dropped. Some fucking great tracks already.
It's a banger.
The Rogan Bump. Well, maybe we'll play on the way out. We'll do it. I'm not going to just see.
Rogan Bump.
You got to hype it?
We'll hype it. Put it at the end of the show. We'll play one of the videos.
Okay. Okay.
And Dumb Cunt is a great track as well.
I listened to it when I walked in.
So fucking
I thought that was my
funny.
Intro.
Me and Zach just didn't talk for 5 minutes while we listened to him. And I was like, he's good?
Yeah, yeah. No, he's the
and
best.
I'm like, he's great.
No, he's great, dude.
Immediately I go, he's at Skankfest, right?
Yeah.
Obviously. Out of like, I want to see him.
No, he's great.
He did Skankfest last year.
Is he going to have a concert?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, he's going to be performing all throughout Skankfest. He's so great. The new tracks are fucking great. Dude, they're really, really good. They're really funny. So shout out to Crack Amico and go check out his new album that just dropped. I think it's just free. You can get it on Spotify and all these other platforms. Incredible show planned today. Two white guests, as always, very excited about returning to the original format, the OG White is Right format.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, no podcast, but just from fucking life. Maddie
life.
Smith is here. Maddie with the fatties back on the show.
Oh my God.
That was a lot.
White, yes.
Are you white? And ladies and gentlemen, from Out for Smokes podcast and the Wrestle Roast podcast, Scott Chaplin is back on the show.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
You got the fucking audience.
They're pissed.
Why?
Smitten?
No, not smitten.
Divided.
I just don't know words.
Closer to pissed.
Smitten. What a fucking idiot.
Closer to pissed.
They're mad, yeah.
I don't know what happened. Lately, they've
Why?
Been like, they've been.
Yeah,
hating.
They don't like me no more.
Not,
really? What are they
not
saying?
Everybody. Not everybody. A lot of people love you, so you're one of the funniest
sure.
fucking.
Some people are saying they're tired of you and.
Scott's very opinionated.
It's not that I'm opinionated. It's that I forget that this is Lewis's show. And so there's like Lewis fans.
No,
right?
Yes. No.
So then
right.
I come on and I go, what is this? What is this
right.
retard island I've just landed
right.
on?
No, you have to be like,
and then
Lewis,
I go, oh,
so
it's Lewis land and I should just fucking
yeah.
hang out.
No, just hang out.
You know?
Yeah.
Because yeah. I love Lewis, but
right.
me and Lewis don't hang out. We
right.
love each other.
Of course.
But I can't hang out with you because at some point I'd be like, I'm going to fucking stab this guy. Just
no.
like you'd probably be like, I'm going to stab this guy.
No, I like you. I would
right.
actually hang out with you anytime you want.
But it's like yeah, going to China and being like, why are you guys eating this shit?
I like you a lot. I consider you a close friend.
No, I love... Yeah. Wait, no,
so this is
too.
Weird. So this is weird. This is awkward.
That just hurt. If I got married, you'd be in my fucking best
no
man.
Way.
Maybe,
no way.
You
party.
Would be a groomsman and you're like, I would stab the shit out of you.
No, obviously, like, no, we don't hang like that, but we go
yeah.
on the road together. We,
and
you
I
know
I love you, dude.
We're the best.
Yeah.
So we are very different people.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. So, and this, you're right about that. I think you recognize, but it's not so much that they're Lewis fans because they hate me too half the time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What it is you have to, it's a show.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have
yeah.
to grease the wheels sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes you don't grease the wheels. Sometimes
the wheels.
You just fucking, you're just like, you rust them.
Yeah, yeah. You're going dry.
Like you,
yeah,
you.
Real dry.
Right.
Yeah.
Maddie, for reference, I'm the wheel.
Yeah,
yeah, we know.
Just a little bit. And I just feel like sometimes you're just a little bit abrasive and that gets
right.
people fucking.
You're right. It gets. figures them out. I forget. Well, I love you guys. I love the listeners.
For the audience's sake, we all think Scott's cool and normal.
No, Scott's the fucking... The reason Scott's on the show is because he's one of the funniest comics in the world. That's just legend. It's a fucking fact.
He's available at this time.
Yeah, and he'll show up.
Yeah, he's available the rest of the year.
I will show the fuck up. That is for sure. Oh God, what's going on?
See, look, in the racist live chat, they say right now, Aiden Bagwell says, "You're the monkeys and you dance for us." Thank you, guys. Then Sir Hung Solo says, "Scott about to
interesting for an all white show.
Scott about to have a temper tantrum again." Let's see.
I'll tell you this much. I never come in thinking it's going to happen, and then it happens.
Nichols says, Scott as a rap guest is cool. Fuck yeah.
Cool isn't okay.
That's genuine.
Meekrob.
That's cool.
Meekrob says, fuck you, Lewis. Wheel of Cheese, LOL, says Rob Rose. And yeah, that's that. Maddie So Hot says, Gravity Cat.
Typical. 2 minutes in.
Let's see. Anybody else? Anything else? All right. So look, guys, if you want to join the chat as well, Runaway Slav made a GIF that says "Fuck Scott." Runaway Slav. All right. So we have a lot to talk about on today's show. I'm very excited about today's show. If you guys are watching live, you can join the Racist Live chat as well just by using the promo code RAP30. Get a 30-day free trial and unlock thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else. We actually do an extra third episode of the Real Ass Podcast every single week that you can get ad-free and uncensored only exclusively on Gas Digital, and all the episodes are ad-free and uncensored. It's really the most worthwhile subscription you will have. It's only like $10 a month and it's fucking really worthwhile. So get that 30-day free trial right now. Let's do plugs. Scott, what you plugging on?
Oh, Out for Smokes and Wrestle Roast. They're two great podcasts that I love dearly that I'm on with Mike Racine, Sean McCarthy, Dan St. Germain, Mike Lawrence. Okay, there we go. Also, I'm doing Skankfest Vegas. So come say what's up. Yeah. Give me hugs.
He won't be hanging out with me at Skankfest. Yeah. We're not friends.
Right. I'll say hi to him. I know, that's so funny. He like bought me breakfast in Austin. He's always like being very sweet.
Couldn't be any nicer to this guy.
No, I love you dearly.
I know you
And
do.
I couldn't be nicer to you, right?
That is true. We're good friends.
Except here, it's weird. I don't know what happens.
You come in, you want to battle me on the show.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's a contentious thing.
For what? It's noon.
I've learned, by the way, I learned this recently. Me, Big J, and Dave, I had growth on Legion of Skanks. I do this thing on Legion of Skanks where we'll be talking about something, and I know the fans are getting like fucking bored. It'll be some inside baseball shit, and then I stop the show and I go, I was like, yeah, the fans don't want to hear this horseshit, guys. Let's fucking move on. And I create a divide.
I know.
And then it doesn't make anybody like me more. It doesn't make them like my co-hosts more.
It doesn't do anything.
We should be better at reading each other. We should be better at communicating in real time. It's as simple as that. That's our job as entertainers. Yes. Maddie, what you plug it on?
It's our job as entertainers to be better at guiding the podcast topics. Murdering. What the heck is up? I'm going to be at Skankfest too.
Damn.
I did an episode with Mark. Everyone loved me. Then I did an episode with Mark Random. I think the motherfucker bit me or something. Can we use that as an excuse?
You caught Mark Random?
Yeah, man. Damn, I got to get it flushed out.
Dude, I think this is the episode we turn it around.
We turn around this episode. Look, a couple things. Go core values, racism, retardation, rape. Do you know any of those?
The 3 R's.
Throw the 3 R's out, okay? Any of those types of jokes. Be racist. Be a little more racist, Scott.
Okay,
you came in racist.
Right.
You gotta go out the same way.
You came in racist.
You're right.
You know, and that's who you are deep down inside. And you've changed. Whatever it is. You bit the apple and now you're fucking, I don't know.
I was thinking that too. Someone was like, how's Scott? I was like, I don't know. He's okay. He's not racist anymore.
Everyone got introduced to Scott.
Kind of a bummer.
As a fucking roaster who's just saying vicious.
Now but I always like, even fucking hated roast. Everyone knows that.
You started dating a black chick. You became a little bit of a liberal queer. We got to get you back.
That's why I dated a black chick.
We saw you drinking oat milk. Fucking pussy. Go back to Brooklyn.
Damn, dude. Runaway Slav says Jake Flores is better than Scott.
Oh, no! Get the fuck out of here, brother.
Stop.
Damn, dude. You know what? You could be angry at this.
Is that the guy really Lewis true. Assaulted? No, I'm kidding. Lewis didn't assault him. Lewis didn't spit on a lady.
Thank you.
Boom.
Not
see?
That one.
No.
I have spit on women.
Romantically, accidentally? Yes.
Because they asked. No. Because they asked.
No, right in their fucking face.
In Lewis's defense, they did get his order wrong.
Fucking bitch.
Yeah. It happens.
You never had a spitting match with a woman? Shut
Dude,
up.
My parents had a spitting match when I was a kid.
What are you talking
that
about?
That shit fucked me.
I wish they had it the night you were conceived.
You spit at each other? Who spits on who? They spit on each other?
Dude, my dad spit at my mom.
Shut up.
And then my mom spit back at my dad. And then it was just like, woo, 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 woo. It was just like pies.
It's three stooges.
Yeah.
You're a wise guy, hey?
Yeah, dude. She ducked and hit my sister.
Spit at me, Chowderhead.
He spit in her face. She went like this.
Yeah, it was disturbing.
Yeah, that shit.
Have you ever had a man spit in your face, Maddie?
No, I had a man spit in my mouth. Never
your
on
mouth
my face.
Once. You did have a man spit in your mouth.
I've had a man spit in my mouth. I've never had a man spit
hold
in my
on.
Face.
Did you? Hold on. Did you enjoy it? And get the sexy music. We don't answer yet. Maddie. Shh.
I said.
Did you enjoy when the man...
I'm building it up! Okay, so that was with this guy. He was Persian. He goes...
Ew.
Oh, we don't want to hear this fucking what?
Wait, I thought
anyway, picture your mom's naked, everybody. What the fuck was that? He's Persian.
Oh,
my God, dude. Ew.
You spit in your mouth. You're lucky he didn't behead you.
I thought it was... All right.
Oh, my God. Was it like
a... Well, he was raised in Germany.
Was it like a mixture of that that white sauce, hot sauce from the food trucks?
Yeah. It was that.
Oh, you think this is Matthew in your mouth?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to shawarma in you. Anywho, he said, open your mouth. And then he spit in it. And there was like, oh, you spit in my mouth.
Here comes the halal sauce.
Now we
are
married.
Never on my face, though.
Now we're married.
Married.
Never on your face because you catch it with your mouth. That could have been on your face.
Right. Yeah. No, but it was pretty
turn the sexy. This is not a sexy story.
Oh,
that is that is fucking rancid, dude. Look, everyone in the racist live chat is furious.
Wait,
right.
How
else would they be mad at that?
A lot of Sandan words being thrown around right now.
Oh.
That's old school. You know my fans are boomers.
Oh, dude, I heard that the first time in a barbershop when I was a kid, and I was like, that's the smartest thing I've ever heard. It blew my... I was like, wait, you could make that in the same... Like, you could bring an idea and put it somewhere else. It, like, that use of those words kind of almost made me want to...
That's what I call my cat's poop.
Damn it.
Doggy, that's rancid. You let a fucking Persian man spit
I don't know
mouth.
That was bad. Sorry. Is that bad?
I don't know. His breath was normal?
Yeah, everything was normal.
You didn't get, like, powers or anything?
No, it was rich. No, he was uncircumcised.
Yeah. You've never spit in a lady's mouth.
Her clit fell off.
Yeah. Well, he was like adopted or something.
Okay, good.
I don't know, but he was raised in Germany. I don't know. It was like a one night thingy. Actually, two nights.
We're turning Maddie racist. Maddie, it's not actually a bad thing. You can chill.
Bad.
We're just fucking around, Maddie.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know. I didn't really want to do it. I don't think it was right.
I didn't want to.
Yeah, dude, that's how it happens.
I recorded it.
By the way,
he's in jail now.
We just watched how men get accused, falsely accused of rape.
Yeah.
In real time.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't want to. I was actually asleep.
Only the Persians.
He roofied me. I hate Persians.
All right, so Maddie, what's your plug? Did Maddie do her plugs?
Wait, was that
story,
was that weird
that was
to
all
tell
part
you guys
of the plug.
I Persian spit in my mouth?
Where did that?
I just can't believe you let a flat faced cat spit in your mouth.
Anyway, these are my plugs.
Sorry, skank. I thought Maddie was doing the gun.
Oh yeah. Okay, sorry. Everyone's gonna hate me and love Scott by the end of this episode.
Yes, that's the goal here.
I am at Skankfest. I'm going to be at the Tempe Improv in Arizona, two nights only, September 9th and 10th. Skankfest, and then, you know, later on, Buffalo, Toronto, Raleigh, North Carolina. So hit me up.
Hell yeah.
MaddieSmithComedy.com.
Love it. Love it. Zach and
Nico. If you're listening live, I'm in Philly at Helium this Wednesday night. And then I am in Tampa, Florida, the 8th through the 10th at Side Splitters, doing all the late shows headlining. Lewis?
Love it. Yeah, very, very excited about this weekend, guys. Come out. Tickets still available, as always, for the Creek and Cave, September 1st and 2nd. Me and Zach and Nico. And then we're doing a very special presentation of the Real Ass Podcast on September 3rd, Sunday night, at the Sunset Strip Comedy Club with special guests Ari Shaffir and many others. Then going to Skankfest. Very excited. You'll create and present Skankfest happening September 28th through October 1st. Was just in Vegas this past weekend putting all the finishing touches on Skankfest and all the fun things that we're changing. In fact, I'll talk about that a little bit, Shannon. Changes to Skankfest. Because we have a lot of things that we're changing this year, which is going to be fucking really, really worthwhile. And then we're going on a little mini tour of Europe. London, England. All right. London, England. It's me, Dave Smith. Me, Dave Smith, Zach Amico, Robbie Bernstein. It's going to be a ton of fun. London, England, Belfast, Ireland.
The Big Ballet Comedy Club.
Glasgow, Scotland.
Thank you, Maddie.
And Amsterdam. Four shows over the course of two nights. In Amsterdam, you fucking assholes.
All
right. Really excited about those shows. So grab those tickets right now, and that'll be coming back doing Zany's Rosemont, Illinois. All before I'm gearing up for a brand new tour, brand new material, all starting in January. The Meaty Ogre Tour. Look out for tickets coming very soon.
Meaty Ogre.
That's fun.
I like that.
Nice. People love the name of that tour.
That means Lewis is going to get fat after that fight is
going to be excited.
Puerto Rican comedians are like onions. They stink and make you cry.
Now we're like parfaits. Okay. So, lots to talk about. I mean, look, I can talk a little bit about some quick changes to Skankfest. What are you guys most excited about for Skankfest?
I'm most excited about, like, getting fucked up and doing some drugs. And wandering among people in the Golden Nugget and freaking people out.
That's my favorite thing. I get there Thursday.
Till 6 a.m.
I get there Thursday. I watch everybody do the drugs. Make sure nobody ends up dead Friday morning.
Yes.
And then I start doing all the drugs.
That's what I say. It's I don't have test strips. I have test friends.
Yep, test Hell friends. Yeah, I go, he could that's, die. That's, I go, yeah, go maybe die at the Golden Nugget.
That's great.
Rock and roll.
It really is. Like, yeah. Dude, never have people been more willing to share their blow. For one and the first bump.
I know, right?
Hey, you open the bed. Hey, feel special. Hey.
Like, let's do it together.
Hey, dude, come here. You want a bump? Boy, do I. Here you are. Thank you very much. Right. I will never talk to you again.
Never.
Yeah, if you ever have somebody just randomly offer you a bump, just realize they don't care if you're going to die. That's what's going on right there. So, yeah, the drugs are fun. I don't do hard drugs anymore, but you guys should do hard drugs at Skankfest. Why not? That's part of the experience. It's like fucking Burning Man meets the Gathering of the Juggalos meets a comedy festival.
Yeah, I'll just do some Molly.
A little Molly.
I like a little
shrooms. I've never done cocaine.
You've never done cocaine?
I only did it a couple times.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I didn't like it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
If you see Scott. At Skankfest.
Offer him cocaine.
Offer him some cocaine.
Be the man who kills Scott with fentanyl.
Dude, no, there's not gonna be fentanyl. Dude. Don't test it first. Don't test your cocaine on Scott. That's not what I'm saying. We did quickly go from testing it on an idiot to giving Scott cocaine. So this is not much of a jump. But give Scott some cocaine. Have him do it for the first time ever at Skankfest. And let's see if we could fucking...
You'll just stay up all night. And then you'll taste it in your mouth.
What if Scott calms down?
Oh, yeah, I think I might calm down.
What if he's just like, hey, dude.
I got
dude,
pretty
chatty. Like, I need to chill.
Calm the fuck. What are you, a kid? What are you, a little kid? Are you all a bunch of little kids?
I'm excited about a lot of things at Skankfest. I will say, if you guys are coming, you know what? I won't even get into it on this. Go to my Instagram. I put a video out. Like I did a live, maybe it's 20 minutes. I don't even know how long it is. But I answer a lot of questions, and I talk about a lot of the changes this year. I talk about how we are implementing a different system to alleviate the lines. We opened up another massive room, way more chairs in all of the rooms so people don't have to stand as much. More chairs, more bar areas outside in the hallways. A lot more of a comfortable experience. You don't need to wait in line. None of the rooms will be at capacity. We're programming it where there's big shows happening at all times. There's 7 performance spaces now instead of 6 like there were last year. So, yeah, but we have I answered a lot of questions. So just go to my Instagram, Gomez Comedy, and check out that live, and you guys could get all of those questions answered. And on Twitter, too, I was answering a lot of questions on Twitter as well. What are you saying, Maddie?
I said, did you go to the last one?
She goes, were you at the last one? I said, yeah, I saw you a bunch. Fucking high idiot.
Fucking
dude, I was so fucking high.
I know.
Just hammered. But yeah, I'm excited for all the shows too. I think it should be fire. So many people.
The shows are in concert. It's just a fucking party. Another thing that people said is like people get anxiety about going up to comics and asking for pictures, right? You have to understand something. Number one, most of the comics aren't famous. Most of the comics are only famous at Skankfest. So it's like,
yes,
we don't walk around in life and feel like,
I want you to come suck our dicks.
Yeah, yes.
Please say hi. Please.
We have the ability to get away from you. If we want to get away, there's green rooms.
Yeah.
There's our hotel rooms. If we're out and about at Skankfest, it's because we're desperate faggots.
It's like literally.
And we need
like
the attention.
No, wait. That's not
it's
true
like
either.
It's like seeing a Disney World character.
Yo.
We have tunnels to avoid you guys.
Because last year I had to do like a lot of walking in circles,
yeah,
and then you get self-conscious because you know there were lines,
yeah,
which there won't be this year. Lewis, explain that, but there were lines, and so people, you know, you get self-conscious. You go, do people think I'm walking by them? So someone says hi, because there's no way I think that. I'm just you know, a sad slip.
Well, I guess, technically you could be walking, you know, to a show.
Back and forth through the rooms.
Yeah. And then, then nobody recognizes you at all. You're like,
hello?
Dude, when I had the mullet in Austin.
Start ranting loudly about how Black Lives Matter, you fucking homo.
Hello, rap regular. Scott.
At Houston Skankfest, I had the mullet, and someone was like, oh, you grew the mullet so people would notice you here.
Oh, and
I was like,
cut it off.
I got to cut the fucking mullet. People, you know.
See, they get in our head. We are just insecure, self-conscious
We're
assholes.
We're insecure losers.
Yeah. All of us. All right, what's going on, guys? Let's take a moment and thank one of our incredible new sponsors. Maybe you're a bald fucking dork like me, and maybe you want your hair back, because I don't want my hair back. I look better bald. But maybe you're a person who's a little bit self-conscious. Maybe you walk around wearing a hat all day. Maybe you just don't have that same confidence that you had when you were younger. Maybe you don't have this big, beautiful, shiny, bald head that I have. Maybe you got a weird-shaped head. Zach, if you had to shave your head, it would look awful. Actually, you could use this, Zach. Jesus Christ.
It's better than it was. It looks better short. I just can't. The haircut.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, you are thinning like a motherfucker. That's the only thing.
The only
about
part
you.
About me that's thinning, yes.
I'll tell you right now, our show today is brought to you by the world leaders in hair transplant services, Blue Magic Group International Clinics. They have a team of world-class professionals who have turned hundreds of lives around with their hair restoration solutions.
Imagine not just regaining your hair, but your confidence as well. No more hats like a big, fat, glasses-wearing loser. No more self-consciousness. Just you with a full head of hair, feeling on top of the world, thin, and with a man-sized penis. Sounds great, right?
Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you right now, the best part is that they're giving an exclusive offer to the Real Ass Podcast listeners. That's right, a Real Ass Podcast exclusive offer. If you register with the referral code RAP, you're going to receive a 10% discount on your hair transplant services. So right now, just stop hiding, stop being embarrassed, and get your confidence back. Just use the code RAP on the registration on the website, bluemagicclinic.com, for 10% off. All right, where were we?
So let's come say hi.
You know what just landed on my face outside as I walked in?
Come. Oh my God, I hate
from
when
a Persian.
Oh my God. Your breath still smells, Maddie.
Shut up.
From that Persian spit.
Like fucking Altoids. He was fresh. I'm defending my man that I haven't thought of in 3 years. Yeah.
Did you like the spit in your mouth? I'm sorry. I was so distracted by it being Persian spit. It really did change it, right? Oh, you know what?
Everyone else pictured DJ Khaled, right?
Well, I didn't say who it was. Another one! what are you writing?
Don't worry. Oh. Beat it.
Okay.
It's like BLM. I think you wrote BLM.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're good, man.
Beat it. So did you like it?
It wasn't someone you know, by the way.
I'm writing down clues. I'm trying to figure out who it is. It's not what it is. I sometimes have ideas for the show in real time, and I have to write them down so I don't forget them later.
Okay. So I'm prompting your idea. Guess who you fucked? Something like that.
Time to kill a Persian.
Yeah.
Yay. Find your local Persian, folks. Send me the video of you cutting his fucking nipples off, and you can win Skankfest tickets on behalf of Maddie Smith.
Because Crack and Miko will actually do that.
That's
what's up, nigga.
It was fine. It was fine and fun. When you're horny, anything goes, you know?
Anything goes. So, I have a Persian guy spit in my mouth, and now I want to puke.
And now I have herpes.
Now God knows.
Anything goes.
Oh, that's a real song. Yeah. I thought she was just making up a song.
Oh, yeah. I was in the play.
Wait, me too.
Anything goes.
Really? I was just a little crew member.
I was the purser.
No way.
You were the Persian? You spit in girls' mouths?
I didn't know
it. Give him a Zach snake. Zach snake. Yeah, I was in musical theater in high school, and I played the
I did not know that.
That famous photo, Shannon, of me holding the girl's face.
Did you know he was in musical theater?
The famous photo, yes.
Famous photo, like
that's
one of all
from Anything Goes. Shannon, try to pull
Oscar.
It up if you can.
I thought you were like running through the alleys of New York City, just trying to start a business.
No. I was a Rockland County kid. I was a theater fagola.
Yeah,
I was much more like Scott than Scott realized.
Yeah, his dad got stabbed like in a West Side Story play.
Yeah,
it was a stage accident.
Oh, it was a stage combat gone wrong. Like
it was
Alec Baldwin.
It was a real knife. Yeah. Really a shame.
It was a retractable knife, but it got caught.
Yeah, it got caught.
The spring got caught.
Yeah.
It just went
in his tits. Louis takes after his dad.
Okay, so Anything Goes was a good one. Good tunes.
Great tunes.
Blow, Gabriel, blow.
Come on and blow, Gabriel, blow.
How many times have you blown lines?
I've been a sinner, and now I'm ready to win my life. So blow, Gabriel, blow.
We are dead.
That's, wow. That's something I did not know about Lewis.
Deep cut.
Yeah.
Nobody knows
that's how your dad died.
Did you have any solos?
Lewis is like when you find out Hot Topic is owned by Banana Republic.
Yeah. That was a great line. You should have waited for the music to be over.
Sorry. I don't
say
have
it
the volume
again
up.
If you
I'm
want.
Sorry. I don't have the volume
say
up.
Say it again,
been
please.
Music.
Yeah.
Lewis is like when you find out Hot Topic is owned by Banana Republic.
Now say it better. We'll edit it. We'll make it good.
The
we'll
way
all
you said
laugh.
It before.
Oh, I don't know
perfect.
Where edit.
Just no, I'll edit it and make it all laugh.
First off, motherfucker, I don't think that I think you'll edit this. So I'm not going to repeat
I'll
a line. We're not doing bits
laugh.
With me, motherfucker.
I swear to God we will. Shannon, don't we edit all the time?
Yeah, my dick.
Yeah, we do it.
It's not happening.
This is real. This is raw, unedited.
Yeah, come on.
That was a funny joke, though. When you said it the first time, I was
thanks,
like, damn,
thanks,
that was
yeah.
funny.
Sorry, I didn't have my volume on. I forgot about that.
We're all fucking rocking out
the
over
sweet
here.
Song.
Me and Maddie are just trying to fucking connect right. This is wild. You know these theaters. What are, name some other songs. So I did have one solo line.
What was it?
I'm trying to remember. It's time for killing the fatted calf who thrown a party on behalf of public enemy number one.
Public enemy number one.
Thank thee for everything thou hast done.
And what is this play?
Anything Goes.
Anything Goes.
Oh, it's all Anything Goes.
It's all Anything Goes. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, and everyone knows this. Anything Goes was like a pop song when the play came.
Yes.
Back in the day, people were gay as fuck.
It was Hamilton. It was like. People were fucking out there bussing it to Anything Goes.
Anything Goes was dope, dude.
Yeah.
So there was the captain, the purser. The purser on a ship is the person who, you know, takes care of everyone's belongings, mm-hmm. right? So that was my.
They made you the slave. You were like the only Puerto Rican in the play.
No. The purser.
He was the captain.
No, there's a captain, then there's a purser.
Oh yeah, he was a slave.
Captain was a different.
The captain steers the ship.
And so then Anything Goes. Lewis is a slave. And then people come on, and there's like one who's like a single broad. No. And then there's like a married.
It does take place on a ship.
It was kind of
the Amistad.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's on a boat.
Yeah.
Reno Sweeney is the least
Reno Sweeney.
Name. Yeah. Yep. I get no kick from cocaine.
Oh, I know that song.
But I'm sure if I took even one sniff, it would bore me terrifically too. But I get
there
a kick out of you.
I know that song
because
of Sinatra. Cole Porter. So
there you go.
What
do
I know?
People love this. Do people in the Races live chat?
Are people? Should we do a musical theater podcast, Lewis?
This. There it is. Look.
Oh my God!
Yeah, dude.
Look at. Fucking Lewis.
Yeah, dude. Just
can you imagine
fucking...
you have to drive your daughter to fucking rehearsal
as I'm touching
every day.
My dick and grabbing her fucking
dude.
Face.
Dude, you holding that girl's face.
Dude, that looks like me and Lewis.
Yeah, it looks like you and Lewis. Yeah. And he's about to spit into your mouth.
Yeah, dude. I can name all those girls still by name except for the black one. First and last name for all of those girls.
I got one for
too many letters for you?
Oh my God.
Dude, there's like four or five apostrophes in this bitch's name.
Yeah.
I could not tell you what this black girl's name is, but I could tell you all four of the other girls' names. Alyssa Vercanelli, Holly Stobo, Genevieve Gearhart, Christina Orphanodakis. Those are hard names to remember.
Yeah.
Monroe Martin III.
Wow. Lewis just turned my life upside down.
Yeah.
What other plays were you in?
The Diary of Anne Frank.
What?
That's a play?
Yeah.
I didn't know. There's no.
No,
singing.
I'm sorry. It was a fantasy in my head. I was playing a Nazi. I was hunting Anne Frank.
Oh.
Yeah.
Six.
I love that video.
Dude,
game.
That'd be a great video game,
Bug
right?
Hunter, but.
Yeah, but it's Anne Frank.
But you have to look for Anne Frank,
dude.
You only have to change the first few letters,
dude. Why wouldn't they should make fun games like that? Wasn't there like a short period of time where like. Developers were doing fucked up games. Like, wasn't there like a really...
Well, there was the one I told you about, Ethnic Cleansing.
Yeah, Ethnic Cleansing.
What? But there's another one that's, I think it's a Doom mod, where it's like black guys and they throw basketballs at you.
That and you have to kill them?
Yeah, and there's like Mexican, like every
can we
level.
See that? Can
every
we...
level is a different like ethnicity.
Awesome. I see. It is...
One's feminists.
I would guess there's millions of kinds of games out there, right?
Well, like, you can't. So all of the apps you can't get them. That's the problem. You'd have to like get them on the dark web or something because Apple and Android, they're not going to carry them in the stores.
Right.
So how do you get them?
Yeah.
Like, well, a lot of them are mods.
Dark web.
Yep.
So you like literally mod it on your computer.
I don't know how to get on it, but it's there.
All right. Shannon, do you have that?
I actually don't really have any interest in going into the dark web.
Shannon, can you go to the dark web? Can we buy a child?
I give your computer viruses.
I don't know how to get onto the dark web.
Got tickets to a haunted house.
I think I'm okay.
I actually am going to stay home. I don't want to go into the dark web with you guys.
Do you want to take someone else?
We go from singing show tunes to visiting the dark web to buy a child.
Yeah. Shannon, see if we could buy a kid, like a 3 or 4 year old.
Yeah. So, no, what happened was as I was walking down here, a lantern fly. Landed on my face. A lantern fly, when it flies, in my opinion, looks like a beautiful butterfly. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, it's red. It's got fucking like, it's just, you're like, oh, that looks really nice. And then it lands, and then immediately you hear like the psycho music, and you're like, oh, it's a lantern fly. Mm-hmm. Doesn't it look like kind of beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's gorgeous, yeah.
Right? If I would have seen this last year before I knew it was a nuisance and you're supposed to kill them or whatever, I would have assumed that this thing is a beautiful butterfly. Why is it when it landed on my face that I feel like a cockroach was on my face?
I think that's the problem. They keep landing on us. Like, they don't it's always on your shoe. They don't know what they're doing. I think it's a mercy kill.
They're bad.
Fucking mercy kill.
They have no self-awareness.
They're like a retarded bug.
The Mark Randoms of bugs.
Yeah.
Like, get off me, Mark.
Dude, yeah, they're not doing
me.
They're not doing the job.
But chill, dude. We let you be here. Stop touching me. Why, Shannon,
I have no opinion on lantern flies.
Are they bad for...
Why do we hate them?
For radio, yes.
Why do we hate them so much? Why do some people put up with them, yet some of us hate them so much?
I saw a group of old ladies stomping them out last summer. Like three old ladies on a corner just fucking stomping out lantern flies. It was pretty cool.
It says they feed on a wide range of fruit and woody trees and are both invasive and detrimental to our ecosystem and agriculture. Their presence could lead to crop loss and increased management costs. And since their eggs are laid on any smooth, hard surface, egg masses spread easily and often unknowingly.
Okay, so they eat the crops, and so they're going to kill other bugs. So it's not
pests.
All those crops in Manhattan.
Yeah, my apple tree.
But I don't need to be as grossed out by them. It touched me. I'm not like if a butterfly landed on me, I would go, oh my God. I would start singing a fucking Disney song.
I would come. I would be like,
come, my lady.
Awesome.
Come, my lady.
You're my butterfly, sugar baby. Exactly.
Y'all treat ladybugs different? I treat ladybugs. So I've noticed that. I'm like, very
now that
precious
I'm older,
with the ladybug.
No, now that I'm older, I treat them like they're. So they're part of the beetle family. Beetles are part of the cockroach family, I think. I think that there's a close relationship between. So ladybugs are just fucking little red dotted cockroaches.
My goodness.
Yeah, I don't like them anymore.
Yeah, they're like, I don't. Yeah.
I don't kill them.
Yeah.
Because I feel like.
But you don't like them.
I feel like they also.
With them.
Don't ladybugs look like they would taste delicious? Like a little sweet cherry?
They're a little juicier.
Well, yeah. It's like in The Lion King when he eats the bugs.
Slimy. And yet satisfying.
And you want to eat them?
Oh, so bad I wanted to eat them.
Yeah. Zach did. Zach currently eats bugs.
Yeah.
Zach smiles, the centipede goes between his teeth. All right, gentlemen, I know what you want. You want thicker, heavier, more voluminous loads of cum.
Yum, yum, yum.
You want to shoot a bigger load and impress your partner? I'm going to tell you right now, we have the answer. UltraLoad is your solution. This contains premium ingredients such as PrimaV, which is a purified version of Shilajit that has been clinically proven to increase testosterone levels, plus Black Maca to increase libido, and zinc for bigger loads. This is a fucking great product. Your girl thinks it's so hot when you shoot a big fat load in her tits and her ass inside of her cream pie city. Shannon, how much do you like a thick load?
A lot.
A lot, right?
Yep.
Yum, right? Say yum.
Yum.
So right now, all you got to do is go to ultraload.com, and when you check out with the promo code RAP25, you're going to save 25% off. There's free U.S. shipping, and there's a 100-day money-back guarantee, so there's nothing to lose. Ultraload.com, promo code RAP25 for 25% off. Okay, let's get back into it.
Yum, yum, yum. you try sucking your dick without getting some shrapnel.
All right.
Last night, I took my son to Seasons 52.
Is that a hotel, you pervert?
No.
Oh, cool.
It's my
Seasons 52.
I used to take my son to Capitol Grill to celebrate shit.
Okay.
It's just getting expensive. It's getting crazy.
Yeah.
So I realized that my family and my kid, they're fucking retarded. They don't know the difference between good restaurants and bad restaurants. Yeah. So why am I even wasting my fucking time? Seasons 52, it's a big financial step down. No, it's a huge financial step down. I like it, actually. It's fucking delicious.
Is it
right?
A chain? I never heard of it.
It's a chain, yeah. And they change the menu every season. That's sort of the idea, right? It's fucking solid, dude. Some of the best
lamb 52 I've had. Seasons. The
menu. Yeah, can you believe it?
Scott is like, we gotta go 52 times a year, sweetheart.
Scott is getting it. Scott's back.
Scott's back.
Scott's back.
Scott's back.
Make dumb jokes. Make fun of me. That's be a little bit racist, dude.
Yeah. Hey, come to Hattie at Skankfest. I'll be in a white hoodie.
Dude, that's all you need to do, murdering. Dude. Yeah, dude, and they'll love you, dude. Two episodes later, they're gonna be like, dude, Scott fucking rules.
Yeah. These people, seriously.
These people are fools.
Right.
They don't gotta make sense, man.
They believe anything you tell them.
Just say anything.
Just throw shit out there. White people don't be 52 seasoning their food. See, Maddie, I can do it either, too.
Hey.
It's so easy.
Becoming a real boy now.
Hey, what do I? The ice is melting off of love.
I'm trying to fucking change the world on the Real Ass Podcast, Scott.
I know. No one cares. We're doing fart jokes and cock fucking pussy.
Scott comes in with an agenda. Yeah. You're like, Scott, chill.
I never come in with an agenda. And then people say things that I go, what is this? And then all of a sudden.
Then you're agenda driven.
And then my agenda comes out. Yeah. No, not my agenda. It's not an agenda.
My dick.
Give me that one. Then.
Is that weed?
What is this?
Are these weeds?
We share you, Lewis.
Yeah.
Weeds?
Everyone told us that you're not allowed to touch the sauce.
Oh my God, what is that? It's so strong.
Oh, it's just a vape.
See, that right there was the gayest thing anybody's ever seen.
Oh my God.
Lewis, do this. Notorious.
What? Is that weed or not?
It's just a regular vape.
No, I want weed.
Or what? Is this weed?
Yeah, I do weed. What is that?
That's just nicotine.
Oh, I don't do nicotine.
How do I do this?
That was frightening.
Did you say nicotine?
That's what's up, nigga.
It's that easy, dude. They fucking love it. Look, they're cheering right now. They're freaking out, dude.
All
right,
good.
Yo, get it out.
Did I get fat or Maddie is anorexic?
Maddie's looking good these days.
I think you got fat, though, too.
I'm like red in the face at the same time. That'll change in a month.
Ew.
Damn.
All right, let's go.
You've been saying that for like 10 months now.
Shut up.
No!
Oh, I'm really back. Look at this.
Yes, you are.
Shut up, bitch. Just drill her in the face.
That's when you'll...
You got to figure out how to fucking get these people on your side, doggy.
If you hit me, you would start selling.
But my son does fucking... he doesn't... He doesn't know. Like, so I lied to him. I manipulated him and the whole family. I was like, guys, I found this new restaurant, Season 52. Better than Capital
so
Grill.
So good, yeah.
Better. And then he's like, what, dude? And I brought him once. What? And he was like, this is better than Capital Grill.
He doesn't call him dad yet.
Dude, well, he's retarded. That's how he says dad. What up, dad?
Dad. Hangs out with Bobby's
dad.
Kid too much.
What up, dad?
You know
what,
Bobby's dad? Kid calls him. Hi, dude.
So yeah, now I manipulated him into believing that Seasons 52 is better than Capital Grill. So I took the whole family there last night to celebrate James's gold fucking medal in his jiu-jitsu tournament. Gold fucking medal, Shannon.
How'd he do it? He choked him out?
Doggy, he did so fucking good. He won by points. It was a points tournament. Mm-hmm. And it was just...
Everyone pointed and said, ew, Puerto Rican.
You won, buddy. You won. Let's go to Seasons 52.
Dude, it was fucking really, really cool, dude. And, yeah, I mean, people don't really give a shit that much about jiu-jitsu or about children, so I won't spend too much time on it. But it was... Shannon, you can pull up the videos that I posted to my Instagram because there's some highlights that I posted on Instagram as well. It was just really cool to watch him because he's a very timid, nice kid. He's just not a fucking mean kid at all. And these kids that go to these tournaments, dude, they're really, really aggressive. Yeah, this was fucking great. Look at this, dude. He was getting caught in triangles nonstop. This kid goes to the third triangle. I mean, he works so much on that stack pass. Like, this is like what's really cool is to watch him genuinely. Look at this. Watch, dude. Fucking attacks the arm. Watch. Switches over to mount. Oh, this guy gets the half guard.
Boom.
And look, watch. Switches over to mount. Bang.
Bye.
Right into that mount. Right there.
Bye. All technique.
No, it really was. Shut up, Maddie. Fuck you. Bitch. You fucking dumb slut.
What I'm saying, that's all technique. It was good technique. The other guy was big. Am I wrong?
He's so good.
Look at Lewis getting defensive.
Yeah, play the next video, Shannon. I'm very proud. I'm very, very proud of my son. Like, look,
too.
Dude, this is like all Gracie fundamentals. You look, bump his hips, Oopa, grab the arm, wow, right? Yeah. Turn him over. Trap the foot, turn him over. Oopa. This is truly shit that you drill for years that he applies in real time and to watch it work. And so he sees it works and it's not bullshit against kids that honestly are technically more experienced than him. All these kids who have done tournaments before, these kids were 2 weight classes higher than him. He dropped his hip just now.
Yeah,
right?
That's good shit.
Dude, really, really cool, dude. Watch, pushes the leg down, switches over to the mount. I mean, just really good, dude. Attacking the arm to create the distraction. We worked on all this. Look, puts the leg down, mount. I mean, really, really fucking cool, dude. Shouldn't went for the arm bar there. But anyway, regardless, he ended up winning both of his matches, 2 weight classes higher than him. And
That's insane.
Yeah, he got the gold medal. And it was just, it's one of these things where it's like, if he got creamed at this tournament.
Don't say creamed.
If he got creamed.
Don't say creamed.
Schmeared.
If he got
if he got spit on.
No, we only schmear the Jews. Right. We cream Christians, all right? If he got creamed at this tournament, dude, there's a chance that his competitive spirit for the rest of his life could have been killed.
It could have shook him.
Oh, for sure.
Like, he could have been like, I never want to really do that again. God. Like, to put in the work and to not have any payoff at all. Like, if he would have done well, I thought, honestly, I didn't think he was going to win the tournament. I was like, he's really not, and his coach was sort of preparing us for the worst. They were like, look, these kids are fucking aggressive as hell, and James is like a nice kid. But he came at these kids with like at one point, he saw the kid. I was like, James, that kid is more intimidated than you. I'm telling you right now. I was like, look at his face. He's really nervous right now. And I saw James go, oh, he is. And then he just went at this kid with like ferocity. And you saw the kid back up. And it was just, it was really great to just apply it and to watch it, to watch him reap the benefits of the work. Because he was doing classes 3 to 4 days a week preparing for the tournament. And applying like real things like the triangle defense, side control. That was something that we worked on the whole time, and he just dominated with side control. It was, I don't want to bore people that don't understand jiu-jitsu, but the point of it is, it was fucking really cool to see that happen. And now he's got this bug where he's like, I want to do another one right away. And he's really into it. So it's just like, it's a core memory. It's like a formative moment in his life where it's like, who are you? Are you the kid who fucking backs down and is afraid and is timid, or are you the kid who goes for it in that moment and tries to, you know, get it? And I think it's just fucking, it was awesome. Like true, like on cloud nine, proud dad moment.
Yeah. Now he has this moment. That's nice.
For the rest of his fucking life.
I never had one of those.
No, neither did I.
No.
Yeah, not push forward, kid, you know it works. No, push forward, like, you know it works.
I always like, had that's massive letdowns.
Yeah, nonstop. And I would quit sports.
Yeah, me too.
I would do sports for like a couple months and I would never have any success. I never got the trophy. I never got the winning touchdown. I never did any one-on-one sports where I could, you know, go.
Yeah,
and,
me neither.
And it, like, I think that does affect you in a certain way. It probably made us funnier, right? But it definitely... You know, I don't want him to be funny. I want him to be fucking successful and not hate himself.
Yeah. I know people are like, well, everything made you who you are. I'm like, dude, I hate myself.
Yeah,
like,
you're loading the gun.
you want to hear a Zach core memory that made Zach have to be funny?
Sure.
Wrestling tournament, finals, I fuck up and lose. My dad got mad that I lost and walked away. And he was my coach, left me on the mat and forgot he had my glasses.
Oh no.
So he just left me losing, crying, blind in a gym full of people, and he walked away home. And like got his shit because he was
and
so
was
mad at me for losing.
And he was a coach.
So then that's just my memory is me blind going, where's my dad? After losing in the finals.
You had to use your sense of smell to get home.
It was the worst, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if I have like. My mom was so willing to like if I didn't want to go to karate or baseball, right? If I was like, yeah, I was like, I don't feel like going today. Cool. She'd go to the bedroom, smoke a cigarette. She didn't give a fuck. More. Mm-hmm. So like, and I feel almost bad. Like, so once in a while, James would be like, oh, I don't feel like going to jiu-jitsu today. I'm like, James, you really should. And I never make him. I never like push him and force him, but I always give him a little bit of a push, and that's really all he needs. And every time he's like, no, you're right. I should go. And he never regrets going. But I think that's really like, you know, just such a massive difference between a parent just not giving a shit and just really caring a little bit. I don't want to be overbearing. I never want to make him do something that he doesn't want to do. And he's very much a pleaser. Like, he really wants his parents to love what he does. So he's willing to, you know, just, you know, put himself out there for that. But it was really cool. It was a fucking great day overall. Got there at like 8 in the morning to do the weigh-ins. And it was just a cool experience overall. So I highly suggest anybody who has kids, put them into jiu-jitsu or some sort of sport like that, because it was, for me personally as a parent, maybe my top 3 to 5 moments that literally in my memories with him. It was fucking incredible to watch him put in the work and to come out on the other side of it with a fucking gold medal and just how proud he was. It was fucking amazing. So cool. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show and supporting everything we do here at the Gas Digital Network. If you guys are in the market for Kratom, you're over 21 years old, why not get it at a discount? $60 for a whole kilo from YoKratom.com.
And you guys know YoKratom.com simply has the best strains, the best customer service, and the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the Gas Digital Network. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time when you get a whole kilo delivered right to your door for just $60.
Right now, just go to YoKratom.com. All right, where were we? Let's see. UFC champion Sean O'Malley says, I can cheat on my wife because I pay for everything. Can we see a clip of this?
That. I saw this.
I didn't see the clip. I read some of the quote, but let's see some of it.
Oh, I have the quotes. I don't have the clip.
Okay, is sure. That okay? The quotes.
I thought it was a Lewis quote.
Okay, so, so he says, I am a king. I pay for everything. I treat Danya like a queen. If I get a little puss on the side, what does it have to do with anything? I have testosterone running through my veins. It's simple. He also says, if I wasn't paying for everything, if I wasn't, you know, successful in any sort of way, and I was just like maybe an average Joe, I probably wouldn't. It probably wouldn't be fair, but I'm fucking King Kong, baby.
All right. I wasn't sold till the end. I was like, okay, you have a point.
There's a little more. He says, Andrew Tate explains it well. It's status. You know I got status, so I can.
Oh, man, he really shit the bed on that end of that one.
Well, here's it.
Dr. Seuss explains it well.
I've heard some things that Andrew Tate says that are good. I just like the dude worship. Guys, fucking chill.
I can cheat on my wife. Another man told me.
It's the gayest shit I've ever.
At least own your own thing.
Yeah, dude. Like I watch like grown men like quoting fucking Liver King and Andrew Tate, and I'm like, dude, like chill. Like you can enjoy their shit, but like to actually to cite another man about being the man. I'm not saying don't cite another. If there's somebody has a great quote, a great idea, you know, but it's like, dude, this other guy's the man, and he told me that I should also be the man, so here's how I'm the man.
Yeah. If someone said that to me in a relationship fight, I would be like, you're a pussy.
Yeah, you're a fucking bitch.
You're bringing up someone else.
You're bringing up Andrew Tate.
Yeah.
Are you a top G?
Why don't you go suck his cock, you fucking...
And by the way, I'm kind of hating on Andrew Tate,
because
some of the shit that he said has been really funny and interesting, right? I have never looked into it any, so I don't know if he's been trafficking women, so it's not... My opinion stops there. If he is, I like him more. Realize too, that's what I say. But I don't really know anything beyond that. I don't know if that's all just rumors or whatever else. I get how he's an entertaining guy, but you have dudes that like fucking will put his like profile picture as theirs, or like put his like his quote in their profile on social media.
It should be for like college kids, because if you actually look at it, it's like, yes, he's made an amazing amount of money from some things, right? And like basically being a motivational speaker. But he's not showing proof of like real adult success, where it's like, look at my happy family, you know, look at my wife and my kids.
I watch Owen Benjamin going in on him about
dude horseshit.
I guess he was talking about it in an interview. He was talking in an interview about how he would pretend to be like women to dupe money dudes out of their money.
Really?
Like he would like be, you know, he would be chatting as one of his OnlyFans girls or one of his cam girls, and he would chat. So Owen Benjamin pointed out in a pretty funny way. He's like, dude, so you're flirting with men for money?
Yeah, seriously.
It's like, and then bragging about it, being like, oh, look what I did. So yeah, kind of gay.
I think he's just gay.
Maybe. I have no idea. But it is when Sean O'Malley quotes him in that moment, you're like, dude, so really you got your whole I'm going to cheat on my wife thing from another dude?
I know. He should have ended at King Kong.
Yeah, no, it was a great quote up until that point.
It was a great quote.
Regardless. Well, the whole cheating.
He ended on I'm King Kong.
It's not so much like, I guess it depends on what you have, right? So if you're with a girl who's just down to let you go fucking cheat, right? It's sort of, you can get away with what you can get away with in life. Across the board, right? And if you give people an area to play with and a gray area to play with, they're going to fucking take it, right? And, should a man be able to cheat if he pays for everything? That's not even the question. It should be, if a man pays for everything, does he feel like the man enough to go and have a conversation with a chick and be like, hey, so you know, when I'm on the road, when I'm out doing my UFC shit, I'm going to fuck other chicks. I'll do it safely.
Yeah.
Just, I'm not, you know, that I want to feel like the man. I want to feel like, and that makes me feel like the man. And if she goes, hey, you know what? It's worth it. I'm a millionaire. I have a nice house. I have nice things. I love him. He loves me. We have a connection. If he wants to go fuck other chicks, it's just that. Some people do see that. And there's really nothing wrong with that. I don't think there's something wrong with that lifestyle if that's what you genuinely are both there for. I just know that the girls that I've dated that have had that attitude, they they had no confidence. They were like down in the dumps girls. They didn't think of themselves in any way. The girls that would allow me to go and fuck around, because I dated a few girls that were like that. They would literally either, whether they had threesomes with me or they would allow me to fuck around on them, or they would sort of turn a blind eye. They just had no confidence. And the girls that I've dated that had
turn a blind eye.
Yeah. I dated blind girls. The girls that I dated that had confidence.
Look over
though,
there.
The girls that I dated that had confidence would never let me get away with that shit. And that was that. And those are the girls. Any girl that was like that, typically I personally held at a higher value.
For sure.
So
also he says puss, right? And so you can see his detachment from it. He's getting puss.
It is just puss.
Yeah.
And it is
called puss.
Oh yeah. He called I would assume if I'm dating a guy like that, he's fucking bitches daily.
He's a weird person too. Yeah. He's probably not even making eye contact. He's probably dancing.
It's just like
and they're like, okay.
He's just dumping in them.
Could you date a guy and disconnect enough where you would let him to have sex with other women? Depending on the situation, I'm saying, is there a chance, open relationship, and would you have to also be able to fuck other men? Because no man wants that. Technically,
That's the thing.
We don't want open. We want open one way.
You guys want, yeah.
But the reality is, you know, for a woman to be fucked, it means more than it does for me to fuck a woman. It just does. Guys will just throw it down with anything, and women are selective. They're attracted to certain things.
Something's coming inside of us.
Yeah. You're also letting something...
Invade your space.
You're lying there, and I'm in you.
Yeah.
Whereas, like,
That's just your dick.
My dick has just moved into another space. Who cares? It's just that.
But
whatever.
For us, it's like...
It's my tiny dick.
It's my little tiny dick. That's me blowing Lewis. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'd be like rich enough where I'd be like, okay, let me know when you come home, and I would just like surround myself in my riches.
So if a guy
was rich enough,
if the guy was like rich and on the road all the time, rock and roll.
So, yeah, like honestly, so much money that.
Rich
you,
and out
could
of
you
town.
Be in love with him though? Could you be in love with him, or could it just, at
it
that
would,
point?
I think it would just be more like
transactional.
It's a good situation. I lived a good life, and a lot of people I know are in unhappy relationships. Yeah, so might as well be rich and let him fuck 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
Right.
That is a fantasy.
Because like after a certain point, everyone's kind of really a lot of people aren't happy in their relationships. So if you get to a point where you're like, all right, I haven't really found anything.
Yeah.
Might as well.
You settle down, and if you're settling down for a guy who's worth a ton of fucking money.
Yeah, I think it'd either be that, I'd be with a guy with a ton of fucking money, out all the time. All right, fuck it.
Yeah, because you're not really with him. So long as he's out all the time.
Have a connection
with him. I'd marry the fucking guy.
Sometimes you see a smoking hot chick, like smoking hot. Like you'll be in the Midwest at like a comedy show.
Yeah.
And then she's with a dude, and he's like an absolute loser.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, how fucking dumb is this woman? Like, how like. You're so hot. You have the thing. So just go be with a guy who's not a fucking loser. Is that, I know that's not very profound, but it is though.
Well,
but it is.
I'm trying to wrap my head around
this. It happens so often.
I think it's a power move for a hot chick to date like an ugly guy.
Yeah,
I think it's
not
like,
just ugly, but like an absolute loser.
Yeah. I am. I think it's like, yeah, that's my whatever.
A part of his heart is being a loser. That's not a good that's not a value buy. Like this loser with a big heart, his heart is telling him to not work hard and not have things.
Right.
I'm not saying just a rich guy. I'm saying somebody who like fucking is a loser, like a fucking junkie heroin addict fucking loser.
Yeah.
Oh, then she probably loves drugs.
I know what you mean. I do get involved like asking myself like what a couple's story is when I meet them on the road. I'm like, what's going on here?
What's happening here? It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Just be, being
how
a,
could this girl who came to my show be dating a loser?
Can I get another coffee, please? And did they buy the sugar-free creamer or no?
Or no.
Or no. What the fuck?
Because we're
Or hey, don't edit that out, Shannon. Fuck all of you. Don't edit it.
We're
training. You don't do your jobs.
We're about a month away from the fight, so.
Oh yeah, give me an update on this fight. Who is actually going to win?
Lewis is cutting.
Oh, with me and Tim.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna fucking smoke Tim. I'm gonna smack him around.
He's gonna smoke him.
I turn him into my son.
He's gonna walk him like a doll.
We're gonna train right after this.
It's boxing or MMA?
We're boxing.
Okay, where are we going? We'll go with you.
Come with us. We're gonna go to Diego's gym right after this.
Okay.
Oh, Diego Lopez.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a man. Did we get sugar-free creamer, Shannon? I bet we didn't.
Or no.
They said AJ is running out to get it right now.
Yeah. an hour ago I asked for sugar free.
She said it would that one's coming later this afternoon.
Oh, okay. So I was just expecting to not have sugar free.
He's getting another one right now though.
Thank you.
No, it's fine. We'll just also have just a terrible week.
Just to wrap up that whole thing, there is one thing where when the interviewer asked him how his wife felt about it, he said that his wife is, quote, never fine with it, and that she goes through phases when it comes to accepting their relationship choices.
Oh, well, you're an evil piece of shit.
You know what? Fuck it, dude. Realize it of the week. That's what I said.
He's a real ass He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's
ready. He's a real ass dude. I like him much more now because, like, yeah, you know, I go out on the road, I fuck who I want because I'm the man. Your wife's into that? Yeah. Not really.
Yeah,
like,
actually,
you know, you didn't have to tell
sucks.
Anybody if she has a problem with it.
And then he brags about it too, rubbing it in her face.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That's why'd you have to tell an interviewer?
Yeah.
Babe, wait. Damn, that sucks.
I mean, it's pretty real ass either way. that's you specifically. He got into an argument with her that morning, and he was like, "I'm going to fucking."
That is so funny.
Yeah.
You told a reporter that? No, I thought he was in the Rolling Stones.
Let's do Does It Live or Does It Die?
Does it live or does it die?
You know, Shannon, I'll take a coffee with a little bit of that fat-free creamer for now because I'm fucking dying for coffee right now. Killing me a little bit. Can I get that vape? Can I get high, guys?
I thought we gave it to you.
Sometimes it gets sticky.
You have to suck hard.
This is, yeah, that's not, that's nicotine.
Say it again.
Yeah, doesn't it make you feel like a bitch when you smoke?
Yeah.
I didn't even hit the button.
You have to,
oh, I'm sorry, dude. I should have told you there's a button.
Keep sucking. There you go. Nice and smoky. Sucky, sucky.
You're about to be toast, dude.
Wow.
So the segment is we got to guess if the person's dead or not, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
dead or alive.
Shannon, why is it? Why is it that Maddie's a better producer than you? I want to know.
Well, I don't think you can play this.
I can't play it.
I want to know why Maddie, I mean, we've been doing this bit for 3 years. Never thought about it.
Oh, wow,
I thought
it was brand new.
Not a brand new
band. If I play the song, we're going to get flagged.
No, we're not just one line from one song. You're not going to get flagged. Thank you.
It's something to think about. You know, if you need me on staff for creative consulting, I'm available.
You know, if we could say, I'm doing one more hit, Scott. See, Scott's a cheap fuck, too.
No, I'm not a cheap fuck. And I would like that back.
Yeah, he's just making sure you don't pocket it.
You're going to call me that.
He's making sure you don't pocket it.
I'm jealous of how well you're hitting.
I want some
hearts.
I know, it's like a cat.
I thought it was broken.
Yeah, seriously, like looking at a fucking light thing, dude. Chill, dude. I'm giving it back, Scott. Fuck me.
Don't do me like that.
All right, so does it
don't
live?
Do like
don't
that.
Do me like that.
Don't do me like that.
You play a few seconds of
Dead or Alive. And then
you mix it with another song.
You mix us going
Is
there any other songs that have Dead or Alive? Want to do a whole Dead or Alive mix?
Yeah.
Dead or Alive. Go ahead. So has anybody seen this video before we start playing?
No,
I didn't watch my death website this week.
So this is
no, seriously, I didn't go on it this week. I was on the road.
Scott Chaplin comedy.com.
So this guy, he's in a lion enclosure in somewhere in Africa, and he's the owner of the enclosure, actually.
Yes.
So this is what happens.
He's fine.
Right in like the, what is that, shoulder blade?
Yeah,
yeah.
He dragged him
like it was a cub.
Yeah, dude.
I think
he's fine because I think that's a male lion.
Wait, male lions don't do the killing?
Don't female lions do the hunting?
And they do the hunting, but they also
will kill
you and eat you.
I don't think he's gonna eat him.
Guys, it's got a mane. It's a male lion.
I don't think he's gonna eat him. I think he's gonna just leave him now.
You think he's gonna leave him there? Shannon, do you want to play a little bit more of the video? Because I'll show you that he doesn't leave him there.
Oh, good.
No.
Good.
Great.
Look, he's fine.
Jump off!
Look at them.
Yeah, look at everybody. Get up, brother! Oh, get up!
All right, now stop it.
All right. I think you might hurt him.
The screaming is horrifying.
I think
horrifying.
He's just going to leave him there.
Punch
think,
his oh nose! Oh, wait, that's a shark! Oh my God. Wait! Hey, look it up! What do we got to do in this situation?
That's scary! Yeah. Put your finger
roar
in his butt!
At him! Roar yeah. at him!
Put your thumb in his ass!
Spit in his mouth!
Yeah.
Spit in his mouth like a Persian!
Come on!
Cause a wildebeest stampede.
I guess I'm going to say dead.
Alive.
I'm going to say alive still.
But not doing great currently.
I know what happens, so... Shannon, did you know the story before you read it?
I didn't know, but I did find the
it's
article about
one,
it.
Great one, right? Great yes. fucking, great
okay,
dead
so
or alive.
Alive.
This is one of the best Does It Lives or Does It Dies.
Okay.
Or dead or alive. Maybe we're going to change the segment name now that Maddie came up with that great fucking idea.
Just sing.
Or we could just sing it, right? We could do we could do karaoke. Dead or alive. And just have the song and then we fucking play that. Right. You know, do that. We're going to all harmonize right now.
Okay,
pull up a karaoke
ready?
Version, just that part. No, we want the music too.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. All right, Shannon, does it live or does it die?
So he did live. He is 67 years old. He is the owner of this predator sanctuary in South
Crystal
Africa.
House.
And it does say that he was rushed to the hospital and treated for serious injuries to his neck and jaw. But he lived.
Damn. Wow.
Serious injuries to his neck and jaw? It's like Karen Fian in college.
Oh, she's not even here.
No one's safe. No one's safe on this show, bitch.
She's like, oh my God, Lewis.
You think that's worth the story if his face doesn't look ugly?
No, I think his face is fine. He ended up just getting like chomped fucking there.
That's pretty cool.
But it's still like he's got like these fucking holes
right.
in his body. I mean, not worth it at all, dude. 90 seconds, the lion ended up, and they tried to scare the lion with like rifle shots, mm-hmm. and it was just fucking crunching
no
on him,
way.
Dude. Just being eaten alive by a giant beast. Mm. I feel like it... There's never a point where adrenaline kicks in and it starts feeling not that bad.
Yeah, you're like, fuck, can you actually go over my pussy?
Look with that big old tongue.
Yeah, you're like, okay.
Big sandpaper tongue.
I'm close.
Do lions and other large cats have sandpaper tongues? That's a great
yes.
question.
Oh, the
I
large
assume
cats.
So.
I don't know.
The
I
large
so
cats.
Too,
cats
probably,
have
right?
sandpaper tongues.
Yeah, they do.
First of all, I like the licking of a little cat.
It's cute.
It's kind
of
like,
adorable. Yeah, it's cute. It's like Velcro. Yeah.
It kind of hurts
it's
a little bit.
It's exfoliating, yeah.
But yeah, let's say the spines make the tongue as rough as sandpaper. And
oh
if a lion
my
licked
God.
The back of your hand only a few times.
A few times?
You'd be left without any skin.
That's nuts.
I would literally lick my face and it would just peel my face off. That's not true. I've seen lions lick people's faces.
Yeah, and say hi because they raised him.
Yeah, dude. They're like, oh, the guy who raised me.
Yeah, he has no skin.
What,
maybe that's if the spines are all the way
but
out.
It's like a Tootsie Pop thing. It's how many licks
one
until
of
the owner's face
off. Three, two. Doggy, that was one of the hardest I've ever laughed at any television show ever was the Tosh.0 sketch. When Tosh.0 was like at its peak, Tosh.0 did rule. Dan Tosh did fucking rule. He was so great, dude. And they had that video of the the lion beating back up with the owners because it's a famous viral video. It's like the lion's like they helped to raise him, and then the lion. It's a lion, right?
Yeah, I believe
it hugs
so.
Him. Yeah,
yeah, and it hugs him and starts like licking him, and like there's that moment. But Tosh did his own version of that. Try to find that, Shannon. I don't want to ruin it because it is just if you don't remember it. It fucking ruled. It was, I hope it holds up because it was the hardest I've laughed at a TV show, I think.
Damn.
In just one little moment. I'm not saying it's the funniest TV show. I'm saying that this moment, maybe while not expecting, was one of the hardest that I've laughed. Do you remember?
I do. But while Shannon pulls it up, I did want to mention something to you that you posted.
What?
How great is the Peppermint Hippo?
You know, that's our partners for Skank.
I saw you post it.
Yeah. Peppermint Hippo Rules.
Was fucking awesome.
Awesome strip club. We're partnering with them for Skank Fest. So the after party is going to be at the Peppermint Hippo. Every night a different comic is doing like an after party. And it's a dope strip club. Me and my fucking chick
it's
went.
Really
Rebecca,
awesome.
Rebecca and Christine. And it was fucking, dude, they rolled out the red carpet for us, dude. Like just.
Really?
Yeah, dude, it was quite the night. It was really, really fun. And
girls aren't crazy aggressive.
No, the girls are awesome.
They're not
dude.
Like mean mugging you for no. singles. Like they have a game plan.
So here's the thing: when I went to the Spearmint Rhino, and it is a super high end strip club, and it's like if you're not a high roller and spending thousands of dollars, you feel like the girls look right through you. They're looking for the guys that have like Rolexes and fucking Now, granted, we were VIPs and we were like being taken care of, but the energy from these girls, they were all super hot chicks and they were just fucking, they were just down. And the clientele was like just normal dudes. It wasn't a bunch of fucking douchebags, and which typically at a strip club in Vegas, that's how I feel. So anybody who has Skankfest passes gets free admission anytime throughout the weekend, but we're doing after parties every night. They're going to be doing discounted like lap dances and drinks and things
like
that.
And it's open all night.
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome.
Dude, I was there till like 9 in the morning. Discount Skankfest.
Dude, we... No,
well,
no,
dude, I went to Skankfest.
I know it sounds silly.
Did you guys take these?
It sounds silly, but our blue collar ass fans have expendable income.
Yeah, yeah, no, they're gonna love it, dude. The girls were super hot, dude. I got my girl a lap dance from this stripper named Blue, and god damn it was the hottest thing I'd ever watched. I mean, what a dog. Here, Zach, I'll show you the picture. I don't think my girl would get
trying to look for Lewis's dick.
Yeah. I found the clue.
Uh-oh.
Wait, that's just my pubes.
Lewis Skidood, we can too.
I can't show it on the chef. This was my night. Like, look at my face.
Let me see.
Yeah, you're
look
a happy
how,
guy.
Look how happy I am. Look how fucking happy I am, folks.
Wow. Good
look at that.
Man.
Is that them showing it to the camera?
So no, you're good.
What a fucking night. But yeah, shout out to the...
Three ass cheeks.
The peppermint.
Do they look like three ass cheeks, that picture?
Shout out to the peppermint. One of those was peppermint. My head. Shout out to the peppermint hippo, which is a great club, and we will be there all Skankfest weekend. Go ahead, Shannon. Turn the volume up. Alright, turn it down. Jesus Christ, that audio is awful. You that saw them come from my fucking throat, right? That was not my line.
That was not my line.
Shit, dude. Anyway, let's see. Oh, Bob Barker's dead.
See you later.
Does anyone else have a Mandela effect with him and thought he was dead?
I thought he was dead.
Yeah, I thought he died.
I thought he maybe almost died. He was in the hospital or something.
I don't know. I really legitimately thought he was dead and people were reposting it.
There's a guy who's kind of similar to him who died, like another game show host maybe.
Alex Trebek?
Maybe Trebek.
There was another one too.
He was the man, though, dude. Was he the
Wheel of Fortune guy?
No, it was the other guy. That was the first host of The Price is Right that would just like make out with all the chicks on the show.
Oh, he'd grab them and shit. Yeah.
He'd always like grab, he'd touch him, and then he would always kiss him. He was like, "Nice to meet you, darling."
Aren't you thinking Family Feud?
Family, yeah, it might be Family Feud. Who's the host that would kiss girls on the fucking mouth like a rapist, dude? He was fucking core values.
Right. That was definitely Family Feud, right?
Like those spins.
Yeah, it was Richard Dawson.
Richard Dawson.
Pull up. There's a compilation of him just. Shout out to Bob Barker, but you're not this cool, Bob. Even though Bob did have a bunch of fucking scandals, right? Wasn't he sexually harassing like all of the girls, the showcase girls?
Yeah, I think he was smacking on the ass with that long microphone.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, but pull up that scandal as well, the Bob Barker scandal. So yeah, this is the old guy. He'd kiss them all on the fucking lips. Even these black women. This is very progressive. Whoa! What a pig!
Oh my god!
Doggy, what?
I would take a kiss on the lips.
Oh, he kissed a little girl, dude. Isn't that like
Joe Biden?
I mean, isn't that the quickest way to get herpes?
Yes. Definitely.
I mean, isn't this just it right here?
This is how it really
I get concerned
spreading.
About getting herpes by sharing so many blunts. Like, how have I not gotten herpes with the amount of blunts that I've shared throughout my years?
Don't share a blunt with fucking Richard Dawson.
Look at this pig, dude. He went in for it. What the fuck?
This guy fucks, dude.
Dude, this guy was down, dude. But it was like half the...
I smelt the scotch on his breath on that one.
Doggy, this is half the reason...
Can you miss your dad?
This was half the reason to get famous, and he just like flaunted it. This is like what... I mean, Bill Cosby and guys like this were just fucking... They were just...
They wanted that so bad.
They just wanted some fucking.
But they had to hide
pussy.
Behind the persona.
Pussy.
God, they love pussy. Pussy does rule in such a deep and pleasant way. You know, and I get it, dude. We all got the bug, boys. Yeah, we all got that bug.
Dude, I've been bitten, my man.
Been bitten by the pussy bug. We all been, dude, but you gotta chill.
Amen. Yeah, you gotta chill.
I'm so happy I'm born today, and I'm have a little bit of success in this time, because I just couldn't rape anymore. I'm not losing my shit, dude. I'm not gonna lose my fucking.
When people still rape, I'm like,
How are you still raping?
So dumb.
It's like smoking cigarettes.
That's
it's
how the same thing. Yeah, yeah, dude.
No, $20 a pack. Like, it's just not worth it.
I'm like, that is so old fashioned.
Ever since the government got involved,
it's like having a beeper. You're really gonna rape me right now?
Seriously.
Yeah.
If I was getting raped, I'd be like, you actually want
to
do this?
Do you have
like,
nothing to lose?
Hey, pull me into a payphone, pal. What is this, 96?
I don't know, right? Let me get my diaphragm.
Yeah. Hey, open up. Hey, print out the MapQuest directions to where you're going to rape me, fucking 2001 moron.
Like, oh, yeah, while you're down there, can you return this Blockbuster video?
Where you going to rape me at? Nobody beats the Wiz.
All right. Well, I'll meet you at the World Trade Center.
Well, you're going to make me late for my job at Suncoast.
Who's raping these days? Who's out there being like, dude, I have nothing to lose?
That's what I'm
saying. They're called rapists.
That's crazy,
right.
Though. Yeah, but you still, rapists. Like, look, we're all...
Yeah. No, that's not what I was doing.
No, we're all...
There are rapists. No.
Oh, there's guys who are just like, but rape is my thing. Like, right. It's just like ball is life.
We're all on the spectrum of rape in a certain degree. Everyone, including you, Maddie. Shut up. Stop being fucking weird.
I'm literally not being weird. I'm thinking.
Oh, which is weird for a woman, in my opinion.
Oh, sorry. I forgot. Yeah, there we go. I think that you have a good point, Lewis. The thing is, though, when it comes to raping men, shut up.
Maddie gets it. Maddie gets the show.
Someone fund a boob job for me.
Do you really want a boob job?
The like rape that.
Do you really want a boob
job? I want a lift. I want to.
Do you really want a boob job?
Did you know how you have a tattoo guy at Skankfest? You should get a boob job.
Yes,
guy.
Have a for the chicks. Like some shit for the chicks, like Botox or boob jobs.
Aren't we going to do something else at Skankfest this year? What's it? Boob jobs.
Blowjob
booth at Skankfest. I bet you we can get it. I bet you there's some whore that would be like, I'll blow everyone at Skankfest.
Yeah, I'd do 30
for golden
minutes there.
Tickets.
And then she's just in the green room with us after she blew everybody. Oh, hey, what's up? Cool, dude.
Sharing a blend. Calm down, Dawes. What's the fuck?
Yeah, at the end of the weekend, just breathing in our faces.
What was the Bob Barker scandal that he got in trouble for?
There was a woman who said that he made her his sex slave. She said that she told me Bob laid it on the line. He said that if I wanted to keep my job on the show,
yeah,
I'd have
Bob.
To give him what he wanted.
Yeah. I did not know that.
She said he'd call her into his dressing room for sex between shows.
Yes.
She told me he mostly wanted oral sex, and she gave in to Bob to protect her job.
Yeah, she did. Protect that job, girl. You love your job.
She told me Bob Barker made my life a nightmare. Diane said Barker always called himself Daddy and called his dressing room Daddy's room.
Daddy Barker.
She told me that.
Can I ask one question? When he wanted head, did he point at his dick and go, come on down?
Oh.
You just won the blowcase blowdown.
Damn, the Zackle Snake gave you time to think of another tag. Damn, doggy.
Damn it. Zackle Snake, Zackle Snake,
Zackle Snake, Zackle Snake. It said after he had his way with her, he'd dismiss her and take a nap.
Hell yeah.
She said, I feel like a sex toy, something for him to play with and throw away when he's finished.
Yeah.
He's the same as that fucking guy.
The rest
King
of them?
Kong. King Kong.
King Kong, yeah.
And it says when she...
That's what a man wants, though, sometimes. A little bit of a sex toy.
That's what daddy wants.
That's what daddy wants.
Daddy wants it.
Don't you want that sometimes?
House.
But that's like
daddy wants a blowjob.
But that's what you got to do. Like, sometimes that's a fantasy. Like, you want to make love sometimes, but every once in a while you want to be like, no, I want to, like, lay back. I want you to come in, not say a word, suck my dick, and leave.
Of course.
How great is that?
Yeah.
How great is that?
Super cool. I bet blowjobs feel awesome. They look really cool.
I wonder if my girlfriend's still listening. Babe, how great is that idea?
How cool.
You could just suck my dick and leave sometimes.
Leave for a couple days.
Yeah, you wouldn't be so late. She sucks your dick, you have to talk to her. Babe, I'm already running late.
Bob Barker responded to the accusations and said, I didn't force Diane Parkinson to have sex. She aggressively pursued me and told people on the set she was going to be the next Mrs. Bob Barker.
Wow. Mrs. Bob Barker.
Did he get married?
And it's also maybe true.
It says that
the truth probably lies somewhere in the middle, right? She probably was scorned at the end of it, and she was like, "Oh fuck you!" Like, and then like he would probably make her do creepy shit like that because you get caught up in the role play and the fantasy. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in between shows." If you're like hooked up with your chick, like in the green room, like you know, I'm not even saying like a random chick, but your girl, like between shows, be like, "Oh, dude, let's go fuck in the green room, like in the bathroom." Mm. That's hot. You get to feel like the man in between shows. You got pussy on your dick when you're on stage at the next show. That rules, dude. Try to fucking make people smell it.
Yeah, people in the front row are like, "Why does Lewis's private smell like pussy?
Is he leaking?
He has a pussy?
Get that white, white gunk on the front of your pants.
Is he a woman? Lewis, your pussy is leaking.
Like, oh my god." Holy shit. All right, we got to run. We got to wrap it up. Love you guys. We got to wrap.
You can't end on that. You said something about pussy on your dick. What was the end?
What was it?
That was it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I like that too.
This is the end.
Well, y'all come back now. You hear?
All right. So I'll see you next time. Hopefully everyone likes Scott.
This is the end, my friend. All right, we got to go. I love you guys. Thanks for watching. We'll be back on Wednesday on another episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
Peace.
That's all, folks.